This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're in the stretch, a lot going. RNC's wrapped up for tonight. Now, I can go through and do the wrap-ups like everybody else is doing. I don't want to. I'm bored with it. I mean, I like some of the highlights of it, but that's about it. I mean, did you really expect anything different than what's been going on there? Any of you? Because if you did, you know, I got some great deals I want to sell you. Seriously. I mean, there's only so much of this tomfoolery that you know is going to go on, it's going to take place. Bunch of people on the right all teed off right now. Bunch of people on the left. In the right camp, people leaning left are all teed off. I was watching people online that are Republicans, and so they're not going to vote for Trump, they're not going to vote for Hillary, but they're going to vote for Gary Johnson. Yeah, sure. That'll work out well, too, because he's on your side as well, is he not? And then the other thing I find really interesting is I've got a lot of friends that are Democrats that say it's the social issues to keep them away, keep them from becoming Republicans. I go, really? What about the military? And I run down some stuff like that. I go, oh, okay, well, yeah, I can see that point. I mean, they really don't understand how this all works. They don't understand how this all comes together. And it's too bad because some of these people are smart enough to work through it and become allies. Others, maybe not so much. The reason I love Corey so much when he comes on is you don't have to worry about him holding back at all. No such thing for him. He's on it. He'll step in it. He doesn't care. He's a black man. He's tired of the Democrats. You know, he said it before, not me. He has said this before plenty of times. He said, my mother, myself, and others who were Democrats voted Democrat all our lives. We are no better off today than we were back in the 60s. All right? It's a black man saying that. Who's involved in it? Who's in it every day? Guess what? Al Sharpton's being sued. Are you surprised? Yeah, not either. He's accused of swiping $16,000 from an Arizona man. And the reason it's swiping, he's got to hear this guy's story. It's great. And frankly, here's the thing, here's the difference here. Politician or not. There's sometimes where you hear accusations about a politician or a person, in authority, and you sit there and you say, there's no way. Did I just do that? Yeah. Okay. There's no way this could be true about this person. Or, yeah, this is true. This is exactly what this guy does. So Sharpton has struck again, now according to an Arizona trucker who says that in a new federal lawsuit that the good reverend promised to help him and then took him for $16,000. This is the trucker speaking, says, he's a crook, he's a fraud, and that's all he is, complains Reggie Anders Sr., who sought out the right reverend Al Sharpton for helping resolve a 2009 discrimination dispute with Verizon. And you know, this is something that Sharpton does on a regular basis. And actually, he works both sides of the issue because he'll go to big companies. And this is you just Google this. You'll find out I'm telling the truth. He'll go to large companies and say, you know, I can keep your racial issues down to a nothing. I can make sure that you really don't have any racial issues to have to deal with or you know. I find this amazing. Actually, it's quite distasteful, but it is what it is. Right? So, anyhow, the long and the short of it is, so he gets big chunks of change from them. Then he goes to individuals when he finds out they're having trouble and goes, hey, you pay me X amount. I can go to the company and make sure that they don't screw you on the deal, which is exactly what he did here. So the trucker says he didn't do anything that he promised to do. And Anders received, or actually he reached out to Sharpton early last year on the advice of his own minister, the Reverend David Wade of Phoenix. The fact that these two are in bed now, you need to run from his church. All right, and the Reverend David Wade of Phoenix, Wade knew Franklin Richards, the chairman of Sharpton's National Action Network, and set up a meeting. Anders and his pastor flew east for the sit-down at NAN headquarters in Harlem in March of 2015. He says, I thought he was an honest guy, Anders. Well, maybe his IQ isn't that great. Probably hasn't read anything about him. I thought he was an honest guy, Anders said, of meeting Sharpton. I thought he would do what he said he would do. Oh, strike two. Sharpton promised to go to bat for him against Verizon, a trucking client of Anders. He had accused of discrimination and breach of contract in a federal suit that was dismissed in 2014. Sharpton would set up a mediation meeting and, if need be, put the matter to the media. And even blast the telecom giant on his weekly radio broadcast, according to Anders' lawsuit, filed Friday in Manhattan federal court. All Anders had to do was hand over $16,000. Yeah, the poor trucker guy. Because Sharpton's so much up for the little person. Now, this gets even better. And Sharpton was very clear on how he wanted to be paid, Anders told the Post. By the way, the story's in the New York Post. He wanted cash only. Now, when somebody wants $16,000 cash only, you know there's a problem. Right? But he wouldn't say why he wanted cash only. Well, you and I both know why he wanted cash only. That little IRS issue, right? There's less. Now, if I was the feds and he was a conservative, they'd be looking into whether he claimed that money or not by this point, don't you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Yeah. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, I want to get right back to the story. Yeah, there's actually, believe it or not, there's more going on out there than the RNC. I know, you know, they love distractions like this. I can only imagine Thursday morning when the employment numbers come out, where all the focus is going to be, attention is going to be focused. Anyway, I want to get back to our wonderful man, the Right Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, I've got a trucker that is accusing him of walking off with, an Arizona trucker. He's accusing Sharpton of walking off with $16,000 of his money. He got a meeting with Sharpton through another reverend and was able to sit down with Sharpton about a problem he was having with Verizon. He was a truck driver for Verizon. Lost his case in 2014. Went to Sharpton to try to put some pressure on. Yeah, think about this. Lost the case in court. Somehow, Verizon lost a case against a black man, a black truck driver. And so he went to Sharpton. Sharpton asked him for $16,000. That's what it was going to cost for him to put pressure on the... on. Now, I thought that Sharpton was for all peoples, small peoples, trying to make things right and make sure the guy was taken care of by the company. This should be a no-brainer, right? So apparently he told the young man that he wanted... that he wanted the money in cash. Yeah, cash. I'm just looking to see, you know, was it small unmarked bills or he just wanted, the cash. I would have said I need it in like tens and twenties. I don't want it any bigger than that. And he never said why. Now, see, I would say to the trucker, really, you can't figure it out? You couldn't figure it out by yourself? He said the reverend was not clear at all about one thing, that Verizon and other major corporations have been paying Sharpton thousands of dollars in donations. He couldn't keep up with that. So Anders said that he was shocked to read a post exclusive in August 2015 about how companies paid Sharpton what amounted to protection money, and companies that didn't donate, such as GM, were threatened with bad press or NAN-promoted boycotts. I had no idea that he was in bed with Verizon, Anders told the Post. When Anders called to ask about the inaction on his case and about the Post expose, Sharpton went ballistic, said the trucker. He said, people write stuff about him all the time, and people write stuff about me all the time, Anders said. He said. Then for a year and a half, guess what? He strung them along. Surprised? Now, Anders' federal suit seeks $1.75 million. And damages from Sharpton and Verizon for conspiring against him. He asked about Anders on Saturday. Anders on Saturday, Sharpton said, who? I have no idea what you're talking about. What? 4 million? No, I don't. What? I mean, come on. Of course he doesn't know. Right? He was never involved. He's clean. He doesn't do stuff like that. God, just unreal. Right? This goes back to when these people get away with this for a period of time, they think they're above the law all the time. He's beat the IRS for what, $4 million? What makes you think he for a moment feels obligated to pay this money back? What money? Yeah, right, exactly. What money from what person? You know what I'm saying? I look at this stuff and I can't do any... I'm sorry. I really can't do anything but laugh to a degree. Like, you didn't see it coming, right? Let me see. What else have you guys... Oh, this was a good one, too. I like this one. I think you sent me this, the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, and the sign. I'll send you the link to it. Okay. So, anyhow, this is great. You know this whole campaign about see something, say something. If you see something going wrong in your neighborhood, you need to say something. You need to do something about it. So the Council on American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE, is doing its best to prove that the FBI and the DOJ under Bush number 41 warned Congress and public that they are a pro-terrorism Muslim Brotherhood affiliated organization. A Muslim Pakistan group, if you would. I'm sorry, a Muslim Pakistan group placed two billboards over Chicago highways this week with the hopes of fighting both terrorism and Islamophobia. Now, the sign says big. It says, Muslims to Muslims, see something, save innocent lives. Now, this is a Muslim group. This is why I've always said to you, Americans would be more at ease if Muslims would come out and speak openly against their quote-unquote brothers and sisters that are doing all these things, that are committing these terrorist acts. Wouldn't be hard for me. Now, the billboards which read, Muslims for Muslims, see something, say something, save innocent lives, were paid for by the Association of Pakistan Americans of Bolingbrook. It's a Chicago suburb. They go on to say that we're trying to tell the average American this is who we are. We do not condone terrorism, said Talat Rashid, founder of the group, who also is a member of the Bolingbrook's Planning Commission and was the subject of a 2003 Citizen of the Year, the suburb's 2003 citizen recipient of the 2003 Citizen of the Year. If we see anyone in our community that is off track, we will let the authorities know. That seems like a pretty reasonable thing to do, don't you think? You see something, you say, that's what they're telling us to do. Unless they want us to change now, maybe I'm confused. Now, again, it seems like a noble act, but not everyone thinks so. Ahmad Rahid, Executive Director of Chicago's Council on American Islamic Relations, again, CARE, says there's no data that proves that Muslims don't speak up when they see suspicious activity. And think the billboard can create problems of Islamophobia for Muslims in the community. So simply telling, you know what this is? This is that lefty loon thought process. By telling a young lady on a college campus to be careful when she goes out drinking so she doesn't get raped is a bad thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I know. Out of our minds. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
To the real side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the CARE, which is the what are they? Let me see. The Council on American Islamic Relations. What a great name, CARE. Because we care. You know? Anyhow, where was I? Oh, yeah. So we were talking about how they're upset about a sign that's been put up that says, Muslims to Muslim. I'm sorry, Muslims to Muslims. See something, say something, save innocent lives. Now, CARE feels that this actually helps foster, grow, create Islamophobia. The group that put it up says, no way. And they're a Muslim group. And CARE says that data shows or proves that Muslims don't speak up. CARE says there is no data that proves that Muslims. I don't think you can do that. Can you do that survey? You probably get thrown in jail for a hate crime. But you can't do anything that could possibly make a Muslim look bad. You're called all kinds of names. Even if that's not the intention. Now, again, it seems like it's a noble goal. It's a real goal. It's something that actually should take some root. I don't care who you are. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Also, remember, we're part of the Liberty Alliance family. Yeah, it's too many letters to pronounce in that. Anyway, so you want to head over to libertyalliance.com from time to time. Check it out. You'll see all the writers that we have there, all the groups we're involved with, and that kind of thing. And again, I do appreciate it. Some of us that are in GCN Live are also up on libertyalliance.com as well. These stories are just endless. The nut job stuff. The games that play out are just amazing to me. So let's try a little lighthearted something. How's that? You know, I look at these stories when you send them to me. I just find them amazing. Before I go to this story, which is a study about dating, Now, if you want to know the dating habits of liberals, yeah, they're as whacked as you think they would be. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, Star Parker sent out an email tonight talking about an experience that she had there at the Republican National Convention. We know Star's been on the show several times. Haven't had her on in a while, but about to get about time I reach back out to her. In her email, she said, there are so many people who love our country, and you can definitely feel the energy there at the RNC. But sadly, she said, I was just told that there are only 18 black delegates here. Think about that. 18 black delegates. There's thousands of people there tonight. You know, at least, how many delegates are there total? I think there's a little over 2,000 delegates. Yeah, it's a little over 2,000 delegates. And only 18 are black. Which I find hard to believe. I'm not saying she's wrong. I just find it hard to believe. But she said in 2004 there were over 164 delegates, black delegates there. We are going backwards, she says. And I agree with her. If that's the case, I agree with her. But here's what she says. There's no mistake that Black Lives Matter, funded by anti-American billionaire George Soros, is having a major influential impact on the minds of many blacks. Their hateful rhetoric kills our police officers and violence is increasing. She said, I find it incredible that I am meeting with more black pastors while in Cleveland than there are blacks on the convention floor. We must reach out to these pastors. They need to become the answer to Black Lives Matter. I agree with her, but why do we wait so long? Why do we wait so long? She goes on to say, friend, the churches and the black communities are our town halls, and that's where we teach the values that keep us free. So many pastors that I have reached now know this to be true. Sad that they now only know it to be true. And they're teaching their flocks, but they have a lot of work to do. They have a lot of catching up to do. Think about how many people will leave that church if they hear the pastor in any way, shape, manner, or form put down the party that threw God out. That should be a billboard all across the country. Do you belong to the party that got rid of God? Right? Dems, pro-Antichrist. I mean, think about it. The Democratic Party, pro-atheism since 2012. That's the next sign. There you go. Zell needs to put up a meme. The Democratic Party, pro-atheism since 2012. I like it. Unlike Black Lives Matter, though, who doesn't need to worry about where their funding comes from. Hey, you got all. Star says that she needs funding. She is out. You know, she's always been out there. I got to get her on the show. She's always been out there fighting a good fight. She really has. And she's a patriot. She's a conservative, a black female. Oh my God. And a Republican. Oh my God. Twice. Oh my God. Except in the Democratic Party. What do you say if you're in the Democratic Party? Can you say, oh my God? Don't have any. As I watch these violent protests in Cleveland, she says, from a distance, it's very clear that our nation is on the edge of a very dark hole. We must build the answer to Black Lives Matter. We've got to fix this country. And she's so right. This has been so much hate. You know, and part of this, whether you want to hear it or not, I won't say it's going to come from stupid people, because then you're going to say, oh, he called a black stupid. And watch this. It comes from ignorance. And it's not just the blacks, but it comes from ignorant people not really understanding or knowing history. Those same people who couldn't read or don't read, the ones that never picked up a newspaper that were part of the Dems, are now getting their information from 140 characters or less. They're now getting their information from sound bites on the interweb. They're now getting their information on sound bites on their smartphone. Which is even worse, because they only subscribe to, you know, at least in the newspaper, as you were flipping through the newspaper, you would see some stories that were contrary to what was on the front page, and you would sometimes get both sides of the issue, or at least a different viewpoint. Now what happens is we get to subscribe, we get to allow only what we want into our smartphones, into our eyes. And if all you do is subscribe to, the Huffington Post, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, you're done. You're going to be nothing but a left-wing drone. Remember, on the conservative side of the aisle, as many of you will... I don't you... This just came to my head. I find it amazing. There's only really one conservative channel, Fox. And even them, I wouldn't even call them 100% conservative. But there's only one real conservative channel, Fox News. How is it that Obama and his team complain consistently about what Fox News puts out there when he's got so many other arms? Is he suggesting that people on the left are watching Fox and believing what they say? Because he calls them a bunch of idiots, basically. So if you got all this stupidity going on at Fox, man, I guess you got a lot of work to do from inside your own party if they're going there to find the truth that you say isn't the truth. Very confusing. You're very confusing. So anyway, with that said, you know, Star does need help. And I guess we can put up somehow, at some point, put up something that shows you how to get to her site. So the study about dating habits of liberals is everything as a conservative you would think, would have thought, would know it to be. So a study of dating profiles shows conservatives are interested in the shooting range, while liberals looking for love want yoga and crying. Hey, it's a study. What can I tell you? Even when it comes to the dating, conservatives and liberals couldn't be further apart from each other in their beliefs, wants, or desires. I love this stuff, though. I always get the biggest kick out of this stuff. A new online study released by OkCupid shows that people who identify as either political group, like there's only two, don't just prefer the old church, the old cliches such as long walks on the beach and or somebody with a sense of humor. In fact, the study analyzed over 200,000 profiles. You want to know the rest? You got to come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. For real, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855, that's weird, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate you being part of the conversation. Wow. That flew, well, flies by for me. Even though I'm talking for 3 hours, it still flies by for me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let's just jump right back to this, because this is kind of a funny. We'll end the night on a funny, lighthearted story. Not going to help. In reality, I'll come back in right afterward. Anyway, where was I? Oh, there we go. The study about dating habits of liberals, and it really is truly. If you're a conservative, none of this will shock you. So the study analyzed over 200,000 profiles. Culling keywords from their clients' dating searches and discovered that people on the right and the left are looking for very specific things in a date. Now, the results are not shocking, with every stereotype that you could possibly imagine coming into fruition. You ready for this now? Right? It seems conservatives, when searching for their perfect mate, use keywords such as outdoors, shooting range. Liberals, their preferred terms when looking for love are museums, yoga, and crying. Crying is one of the criteria. It's crying. I don't ask. I have no idea. We're not even making that up. That's right, the study says. The study is real, and it's spectacular. You can check it out at the Washington Free Beacon. We'll put up a link on that later on. Conservatives are more interested in the outdoors and the gun range. The article, not the article, but the study says. the museums and yoga and crying a more a liberal thing to do. Now, this is by a dating website. And, you know, they use this data to go ahead and, you know, put up ads and hook people together and all that other stuff. Okay, Cupid used the data from, we're not talking about 200 people or 2,000 people. This is 200,000 profiles. This is its yearly words and political analysis, which also found that liberals looking for love are vegetarians. Conservatives like steak. That's right. We like to go out and kill our steak and bring it home. Okay. Well, come on. They like to go outside. They like to use guns at the shooting range, and they like steak. It's a perfect setup. You got to go out, kill the thing, skin it, get the meat, and eat it. Right. And then as far as liberals go, what are you going to do? You're going to go look at the museum to see the animals that are extinct, including humans, because they don't eat meat at all? And then you do some yoga to make yourself feel better? If that doesn't work, you start crying? Or you start crying, and then you go do yoga to make yourself... I don't even know. Hey, go. Well, I would, for sure. For users who said that they were actively seeking love, the divide between conservatives and liberals was stark. No, really? Steak and vegetarians? Not even close. Not even the same planet. Like the outdoors or going to the shooting range, as so do a majority of conservatives interested in love, OkCupid said liberals looking for love, again, prefer the museums, yoga, and crying. It gets even better when you start to analyze this incredible keyword cloud. Conservatives search terms such as hunting, fixing, guns, and adventure, and adventure appear. Liberal search terms including sewing, board games, napping. Liberals look for love also appear to enjoy roller derby. Can you still do that? Liberals. They like the roller derby. But I don't know if they, you think they're talking about the roller, not the roller, like the women's roller derby where they...
That's exactly what it is.
Is that what that is? To be fair, the libs do have some more rugged tags hiding in there somewhere, such as camping and hiking. But overall, the study shows that some very stark differences between people who identify as conservatives and those who identify as liberals. They also go to say that we've added this handy visual aid to help demonstrate those differences. So they... they have a picture of a conservative holding a gun, you know, with a baseball cap on, you know, T-shirt on, that kind of thing. And then they have a picture of a liberal with a in a flannel, I don't know, pajamas. It's a guy, I think, flannel pajamas holding a cup of tea. Other stray observations for the study say that conservatives are likely to use words related to the church and armed forces like Jesus, faith, guns, and Marines. 50% of all users from the online dating site are unwilling to date somebody with opposing political views. Is this any wonder? Right? Can you imagine? You're in the middle of a fight, and your partner whips out a yoga mat and starts crying while they do yoga to try to calm down? Or that, can you imagine, how about this, you go to the gun range. Well, one of you is sitting there, boy, that would be a sight. Well, one of you is sitting there shooting at targets, the other one is doing yoga exercises. That would be hilarious. And maybe not. I thought it was funny. Anyway, I am always Joe Mazzetti, your host. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. That comes from a website called Mental Recession. Great name for a website, don't you think? I like it. But again, I mean, you get to these... Come on, go away. Thank you. You get to these... some of these articles that people send me are just... I'm just amazed by them. Now, the one thing I didn't get to tonight that I'm going to work on tomorrow is the... I've got four different stories that confirmed that the FBI had a gag order out on all of Hillary Clinton's email issues. That, like, the morning they went there, these guys were forced to sign statements that they wouldn't say anything to the press. They wouldn't say anything to anybody. Right? I mean, these are FBI agents. I wonder how many people can get away with forcing them to sign something like that. Could you or I do it? Imagine if they walked in the house and you said, I'm only going to answer your questions if you prove to me, if you swear to me, that you're not going to go anywhere with this information. You're not going to tell anybody anything. Right? And then let me see. Oh, this is a good one. I like this one. You ready for that? If you're driving, I really do want you to be careful. Because I know some of the stuff I tell you, you go, oh my God, that can't be true. But apparently, Obama is under the impression that, I hate when I do this. How does it do that to me? I'm telling you, these computers hate me. Obama says we're safer. But it said that on my screen a couple of minutes ago, and then it took off. You know what's that NSA, right? They're doing that to me. I know. I'm going to. I'm just irritated about it because it just happened so fast. Let me see. What else is this? Oh, here's one that's related to it. Obama recently said that simply locking people up doesn't make communities safer. I didn't know that are we doing that? Are we simply running around locking people up? Apparently we are. So I'm staying in the house because you never know, right? So anyway, President Obama during one of his Saturday weekly addresses recently said that he argued that the U.S. does not have more people in prison than any other developed country because we have more criminals. It's because we have more criminal justice policies, including unfair sentencing laws. All right. Here's my take. My feeble, little-minded take on why we have more people in jail, think about this, than any other developed country. Do you honestly believe for half a second that Russia, that Japan, that China, that Cuba, that, I can go through the whole list, Venezuela, whatever. Do you really think they're telling you how many people they have in jail? Do you seriously believe that they're saying, yes, we have 3,127 political prisoners. No. It's like the president of Iran. What was his name? Not the newest one, but the one, Ahmadinejad Hakajan. He was, he said, we have no homosexuals in Iran. Okay. I know two of them. Anyway. We have no homosexuals in Iran. We have no homosexuals in jail. We don't do this. We don't do that. He's full of garbage. Right? And when you listen to these guys, you just got to sit there and you got to go, I don't understand this. Why do you let him get away with this? Yeah, that simply locking up people doesn't make communities safer because it doesn't deal with the conditions that lead to people. Well, what conditions do they lead? Mr. President, the breakdown of the family leads to this. The fact that the government consistently bails you out leads to this. I could have a field day with this one, but you don't want to hear it. You don't even want to hear it from the experts. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Let your loved ones, your hated ones, your unloved ones know about the show. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, we're here all week. Head over to the website, realside.com. Check us out. Have a great rest of the day.